So let's get right to our first guest. I'm very excited. Our WTIS health expert. She's here every Tuesday at this time. She is the medical director at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo, a medical practice like no other in the country. Everybody say good morning to Dr. Tracy Lenhart. Doc, how are you?
Great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful now that you are here. So if you could tell everybody, please, because I learned quite a lot from what you sent me yesterday. Great stuff. Explain for us what IV nutrition really is.
Well, IV nutrition is intravenous nutrition, which means we can give it through an IV right into a vein. So somebody doesn't have to take all these pills and everything else. So we can actually just kind of boost up their system when they're when it's pretty deficient.
And what kind of patients need this kind of thing? What kind of symptoms or conditions require this?
Well, a lot of our patients, people with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, those patients usually really need much higher doses of magnesium, things like that. We have patients with a lot of malnourishment, a lot of malabsorptive syndrome. Their intestinal tract is just not absorbing properly and not working properly. And then we can get the nutrition through that because they can't heal their system if they can't absorb the nutrients.
And like you do always, you really study each patient, you run a lot of tests, and then so you see some red flags diagnostically that says to you, wow, this patient needs IV nutrition.
Yeah, a lot of our patients that, you know, end up with heavy metals and things like that that we have to detox out, we always give nutrition to. People who are about to have surgery, anybody who's about to have any kind of procedural surgery usually needs some form of boosting up of their nutritional status. High CRP levels, we can do actual micronutrient testing and actually test their, you know, all the nutrients in the system and see exactly where they are.
All right, so that's a good question. That leads me into my next question. So what's the role of nutrition in wound healing? There's several phases to wound healing. So how does nutrition play its part in all that?
Nutrition plays a huge part in it because there are several phases. There's the initial inflammation phase, which happens immediately after a surgery, and you need high doses of things like vitamin A for that phase. There's the actual proliferation phase. That's phases where it's kind of most of the healing occurs. You know, that's, you know, day four through the first several months. And that's where the scar formation occurs. And you need, you know, vitamin C and magnesium to even make collagen to actually, you know, get that wound to heal so it doesn't open back up.
All right, and you also mentioned a moment ago micronutrients. I'd never heard of that before. What are micronutrients?
Well, our bodies have macro and micronutrients. Macronutrients, everybody knows, is their protein, their carbohydrates, their fats. Micronutrients are your vitamins and minerals. You know, they're just so small, you need them in small levels or small doses. So your body doesn't need these humongous levels of them, but they do require them.
I also read something, and then you talked about it for before and after an operation. They call that perioperative nutrition, and it plays a real role, especially to avoid post-op infections. Is that right?
Yeah, we do pre-op and post-op IV nutrition for, you know, anybody having a surgical procedure. You know, and what that does is it decreases the amount of wound healing time, it decreases the scarring, it decreases the swelling, the bruising, the pain involved, and it actually ensures, you know, the decrease in the actual infection rates that occur. Because in that initial phase, your body is bringing all these white blood cells to the wound to kind of clean it out and debride it. And if you don't have the ability to do that, then you can actually end up with that wound infection. And with obesity and diabetes, these are all higher risks for it.
And this is something that I don't think goes way back. This is something we just kind of figured out in the medical profession over the last, or at least started putting, you know, putting into practice.
Well, we've known about it for a while. I mean, we do some nutrition in the hospitals, but not to the extent where we actually really look at what it requires to, you know, heal the wound. I've had patients that are supposed to heal a wound in 3 months, and I get them healed in, you know, 10 days to two
really?
Weeks. Because we're actually giving the body everything it needs to get that scar formation down to actually, you know, completely heal that wound out.
Wow. Again, that's why you're the best doctor in America. What is the role of nutrition in ulcer prevention and management?
Well, again, you know, when you have lack of protein in your body and you don't have, you know, if you've been dieting or losing weight or not eating properly, what do we do to our patients before surgery? We tell them not to eat.
Right.
And we starve them. And the body doesn't have any nutrition left over to turn around and actually repair its system. So we actually technically debilitate our patients in the process of getting them ready for surgery. So, you know, in that sense, they are a higher risk. So if they are already slightly debilitated to start with and they get all that pressure put on those wounds, they can actually what we call dehisce or open up the wound. They can end up with, you know, breakdown of the skin. And that's what pressure ulcers are, is breakdown of the skin.
But they tell you not to eat because of the anesthesia? Is that the reason?
They tell you not to eat because you can actually get nauseated and vomit with the anesthesia. And, of course, that's going to even be a worse thing if you aspirate. You know, and aspirate means you kind of, you know, it goes down your lungs.
Right.
So they don't want those complications.
So if a patient comes in, like for those of you who haven't listened on Tuesdays before, this is a different kind of doctor, Dr. Tracy Lenhart. She will spend a lot of time with you. She will run different types of tests. She's like a detective, a metabolic doctor, a geneticist, really, right, in a lot of cases. So you're going to look at a patient, and then you're going to come up with an overall treatment plan based on what they're deficient, and that may, in fact, include IV nutrition, right? Now, how does that work? What's the overall plan of how you do that? How often, and what do they do?
Well, again, it totally depends on the patient. If it's for operate in a surgery that they're having, and it's elective surgery, we'll go ahead and give them an IV within 3 weeks of their surgery, and then we'll give them a second one right after their surgery. We actually do some specific testing, like we test DHEA, thyroid, things like that, because if you have a low thyroid, that's going to decrease your risk of wound healing. If you have low DHEA and you do get an infection, you have a higher rate of sepsis with that infection, so it decreases your risk for that if we supplement that system. Also, if it's chronic fatigue syndrome, if it's a infection, because we use things like silver hydrosol to kill infections. If you get the flu, that's a totally different IV, because we use silver to kill influenza and the flu immediately. So we can have somebody better within 48 hours instead of 3 weeks.
Wow. So this is really, dude, this is what I'm talking about, guys. This is cutting edge medicine. This is using, the kind of techniques that's really going to make a difference in your life. Doc, you have a seminar coming up at your place right on September 27th. Is there still time for people to register to come to your place and learn more about what you're doing?
Absolutely. September 27th, it's at 6:30 at our office. That one's on thyroid. So we're going to go ahead and discuss all aspects of thyroid disease and Hashimoto's antibodies to thyroid so people can understand that. Even if we end up getting more people than anticipated, we have a second venue we can use.
Okay, good. So everybody needs to do this. You need to check this out because this is the doctor who can change your life, who can increase your life, who can make life more comfortable, better for you. Go to www.peaksofhealth.com or give a call to 727-826-0838. Again, Dr. Tracy Lenhart, she is the medical director at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Every Tuesday when you come on, Dr. Lenhart, you give me a great education of really what cutting-edge medicine is all about and how you're really making a tremendous impact, a wonderful impact in so many patients' life. That's terrific. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Education is the key to everything. I mean, that's where people get their power.
And it really is. But, you know, your education is also the issue. Docs spend 30 seconds with the patient and they're out of there. You spend hours. You take your time. You really get to find out about that individual patient and then you treat them in a fantastic way. So thank you so much for every Tuesday and for what you do for all of your patients. Dr. Tracy Lenhart.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Again, check her out at peaksofhealth.com or call 727-826-0838.